Did you know that skincare can start in the laundry room? All Free Clear is the number one laundry detergent brand recommended by dermatologists, allergists, and pediatricians for sensitive skin. All Free Clear is 100% free of dyes and perfumes. It provides an effective clean that's gentle on skin while removing impurities like dirt and body oil without leaving irritating residues. Plus, All Free Clear liquid is Safer Choice certified by the US EPA. For a clean you can feel good about, all you need is All Free Clear.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
More places in Ireland and indeed abroad are becoming dog friendly, welcoming our four-legged friends into cafes, restaurants and many other places as well. But does it get to a point where you feel you need to draw the line? And are some dog owners barking up the wrong tree? Joining me now to discuss this is Rosalind Dee, Irish Independent columnist and proud dog owner. Rosalind, I read your piece, I think it was it yesterday or the day before? And
It was
very interesting in that you said you bring your dog loads of places, particularly because you spend a lot of time in Italy. But that you went into a church with your dog and the priest more or less booted you out. Tell us what happened.
He did boot me out. and in all, in fairness, I didn't intend to go into mass in a church with my dog in my arms. It was a small town on Lake Garda. And I'd been trying to get in during the day to see a particular painting or whatever, and the church was closed. Tea time, I just was passing and I noticed, the doors are open. So gathered Dudley, my dog, into my arms and in I walked. Only when I got through the door did I realise that mass was on.
Okay.
So I looked at some of the parishioners. I thought, I'll just go and sit down at the back on a pew. And I got smiles of kind of welcome from some of the parishioners. So I thought, this looks okay. So in I went really quietly. Sat at the back, dog on my lap, and within 2 minutes, the priest from the altar, no less, gave me my marching orders.
And you had to do the walk of shame with Dudley out the door.
I had to do the walk of shame with Dudley out the door. I scuttled out.
First question for you, do you think it would have been reasonable to have Dudley in there if there was no mass on? What's the difference?
I think when there's a mass on, there's people, you know, in prayer and contemplation, in silence at times as well. And I think that, you know, I have taken him into other churches in Italy, but I've always asked, you know, at the door.
And you've been told, yes, that's fine.
And I've been told, yes. I mean, he's been in the cathedral in Turin, Turin Shroud fame. And I asked at the door and I was carrying him and he more or less, the guy told me I didn't have to carry him. I could put him down and we just walked around, did what we had to do and walked back out again. But I think that's the thing, Kira, with a lot of things to do with dog friendly places, wherever we are in the world, it's about respect for the people who are there.
Yeah.
Because not everybody likes dogs.
No, I like them. You like them.
Dogs are great.
Yeah.
You know, but everybody who's a dog.
But I was in, and as you say, abroad, dogs are often welcome everywhere. But I was in a restaurant, sitting outside having just a sandwich or something. I was in outside Lisbon, and next to me was one of those really big kind of like pit bulls, but the big version.
Scary dog.
Yes.
Scary.
And he was kind of winding himself around the leg of our table. And I was uncomfortable because I didn't know this dog and he was kind of over at us. And I was thinking, Christ, if we stand on that dog's tail or something by mistake under the table, it made me uncomfortable. And the people who had him didn't seem to pay any mind. I'm also a dog fan, but are there places where dogs shouldn't be, do you think?
Well, I think, I mean, this piece that I wrote for The Independent came to light because there's a company in Italy, actually, again, called Bow Advisor, who have started doing really dog minding outside museums, at cinemas, all over Italy. I mean, it came in the news this sort of earlier this week, but actually they've been trialing it for a while because when I was in Venice last year, they were doing it at the Biennale. And at that stage, they were doing it for free. It was a free service, I presume, just to trial it and see how it would go. Now it's all over Italy. Museums, cinemas, events, et cetera, et cetera.
So clearly they have identified these places where you don't bring your dog.
Absolutely. And I think my fear about it would be, you know, okay, you go to, sorry to keep using Venice, but it's the place I know really well in Italy. I want to go to the Peggy Guggenheim Museum, say, in Venice, wander around the art for an hour or so. Do I want Dudley with me? Yes, of course I do. But other people probably don't. And as well as that, cultural spaces are a different, have a different dynamic, I think, too. It's not like sitting in a noisy, bustling, chatting cafe, you know. You want to stand, like in our own National Gallery, say, in front of, you know, a Caravaggio or a Jack B. Yeats or whatever for a few minutes.
We are, I think, less dog friendly here than they are on the continent, aren't we? I think we can bring our dogs to less places.
Yeah, we're definitely getting better though, Ciara. Definitely better. And I think that's great. Of course I do. Of course it's great that I can bring him into the post office in the town where I live, into a couple of the fashion boutiques, into whatever. But you always need, I think one of the problems, and it's not that I'm trying to sort of make out that I am holier than thou or anything about this, but ask before you sort of launch yourself in. Okay. Because, you know, it's just some people, and lastly, I do think it is
how the dogs behave. I think
exactly.
I was at a sitting outside, and it was a dog friendly day outside one of the bars in Dorky, and they had dogs and there was dogs all over the place. I have no issue with dogs. I like dogs. But there was a woman who had two small dogs who were, both of them, howling almost continuously. And it was deeply unpleasant to be near them. They were really loud and really annoying. And those dogs, even on a dog-friendly day, I think personally shouldn't be there.
I know. But also a bit like very young children can be howling and very annoying.
Ooh, controversial to compare people's dogs to people's children.
But
on that note, Rosalind...
The bottom line is dog friendly is great, but people being people friendly should always take precedence.
Look, thank you very much for coming on to talk to us about it. Do appreciate it. That's Rosalind D, Irish independent columnist and proud dog owner. Let us know what you think. Where do you draw the line on doggies, where they should be? We'd love to hear from you this morning on the show.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Did you know that skincare can start in the laundry room? All Free Clear is the number one laundry detergent brand recommended by dermatologists, allergists, and pediatricians for sensitive skin. All Free Clear is 100% free of dyes and perfumes. It provides an effective clean that's gentle on skin while removing impurities like dirt and body oil without leaving irritating residues. Plus, All Free Clear liquid is Safer Choice certified by the US EPA. For a clean you can feel good about, all you need is All Free Clear.